Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There was a protest through the streets of downtown Boston today. Demonstrators voiced opposition to President Trump's proposed cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. But what made this protest unusual was that many of the participants were EPA employees. WBUR's Steve Brown was there.
Trump budget DOA, we stand with EPA. Trump budget DOA, we stand with EPA.
The ragtag rally stepped off at noon from Post Office Square right in front of the EPA's regional office. The timing was purposeful. EPA employees were on their lunch hour and were free to express themselves while not on the agency's clock. Steve Calder is an employee and president of AFGE Local 3428, which represents 600 EPA staffers. He says the president's proposed 31% budget cut will damage the agency and the environment.
We want to be able to make sure that we protect human health and the environment. And 31% will basically cripple EPA in many ways.
For example, Calder says the cuts will likely force many of his fellow employees to take early retirements.
And then we'll be losing a lot of the institutional knowledge associated with people that have worked here for years, and it will take us a long time to recover from the knowledge that's going to walk out the door.
We're out here because of the extreme cuts that the Trump administration is trying to impose on the EPA and other environmental agencies.
EPA employee Robin Johnson was also taking part in the protest. She says the proposed cuts will result in dirtier air and water.
Because a lot of times EPA is the only reason why waters get cleaned up is because of pressure from the EPA. The states are underfunded and cannot do the job on their own, as we all saw in Flint.
Johnson was referring to water contamination in Flint, Michigan. The EPA recently awarded $100 million toward upgrading that city's drinking water infrastructure.
EPA strong! EPA strong!
Many of the EPA employees marching today are not used to taking a public stance. Abigail Swain works on fuel-efficient freight movements and says EPA workers are usually a shy bunch.
We're not real rabble-rousers. We just feel like this is a watershed moment where we really need to take initiative.
The Trump administration defends the proposed cuts to the EPA, saying the budget returns focus to the agency's core statutory mission and eliminates redundancies and inefficiencies. In a written statement, Administrator Scott Pruitt says the president's budget respects the American taxpayer, adding the budget supports EPA's highest priorities with federal funding for priority work in infrastructure, air and water quality, and ensuring the safety of chemicals in the marketplace. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.